And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Casey King, who is with the Cypress Island Preserve. She is the program manager out at Cypress Island Preserve. And, of course, that is where the Nature Conservancy Burbridge Field Office is. So we could talk about both things first, since you're involved with both. I think a lot of our audience may know the name, the Nature Conservancy, but just may not know the full range of its activities and how long it's been around.
Right. Like, I just surprised you
with
that.
Yes, you did.
We have been around since 1951, and we've only been in Louisiana since 1987. And we work in all 50 states, and at this point, we work in over 30 countries around the world. And we have a pretty amazing amount of land that we've protected around the world and in every state.
And so that was the original mission of the Nature Conservancy, to protect land. By purchasing it, by how did they
That's
start
right.
off?
In the beginning, in 1951, our main emphasis were species. So if we wanted to protect a certain species, we might protect a certain tract of land we could find that species on. But as the years
so
have gone by,
so much land, it was species of creatures.
Well, and that's kind of how scientists looked at it then. And now in conservation and protection, we tend to, as everything else has evolved, we look at things in a bigger context, bigger scale, more regionally. So we're trying to protect fresh water as opposed to a certain stream. Mm-hmm. You know, we're looking at things in a different way. Mm. And we've actually just changed our mission, so I'll tell you what it is.
Yes.
Just this year, we have a new, very simple, non-confusing mission, which is to conserve the lands and waters on which all life depends.
That covers it.
Yeah, save the world.
Now, you mentioned, okay, so the Nature Conservancy began in 1951, mm-hmm. and it was officially started here in Louisiana in 1987.
That's
People
right.
have been working with it, but it was started in Louisiana. What have you all been doing in Louisiana since then?
Oh, gosh. Well, there's just so much going on. You know, I'm over here in the sort of the Acadiana area, but if you were to travel up the Mississippi, we have this wonderful, we're actually kind of cutting edge, which is we sort of surprise ourselves in Louisiana when we do anything that's really in the forefront, but we're kind of like the little state that could. And at the Nature Conservancy, we have the largest floodplain restoration in North America. We call it Mollisey Farms, and that's up by the Red and the Ouachita River. Mm-hmm. There's lots of conservation throughout the different floodplains in Mississippi, North Louisiana. We're doing a ton in the Gulf, oyster reefs. You know, there's a lot of worldwide attention in Louisiana on the Gulf Coast. So we have really upped our program in that mm-hmm. area, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, about how many acres are we talking about in Louisiana that
you'll
cover?
You could say, you know, if you want to look at it as acres, you could say we've protected about 320,000 acres in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And that would include conservation easements, purchasing property and transferring it to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, that sort of thing. But we're also sort of program-oriented now. So we're trying to sort of change policy in a quiet way, and we work on helping landowners conserve their own property, and we hook them up with programs. So it's not necessarily property we would say we own or manage, but we've helped other people.
And help facilitate their
That's right.
efforts.
We have a lot of really smart mm-hmm. people working in the state, and we can hook people up with
yeah.
someone to help them.
Well, and you work specifically with the Cypress Island Preserve. Tell us about that one.
Well, it's about 9,500 acres, and it's right in your backyard, just south of Brobridge, between Brobridge and Lafayette. The majority of it is bottomland hardwood, and it's not open to the public. But the portion that is open to the public is just a few hundred acres, and that's where most people know about. It's around Lake Martin, where the wading bird rookery is, and there's a little visitor center just south of there.
Mm-hmm. So you are a part of Lake Martin? How does that work? Is Lake Martin a part of the preserve, or is part of
well,
it?
Well, it's a little complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Connie's laughing. She's
yeah,
joined us.
Yeah.
Connie Castile. It's the ownership and everything is a little complicated mm-hmm. out there, but mostly the forested areas within the lake are privately owned,
mm-hmm.
and we do own a lot of it, but it's all open to the public except where the preserve is protected during the breeding season, mm-hmm. The waterbird rookery.
So the Cypress Island Preserve Preserve does own a lot of the forest land around Lake Martin.
It does, but there are a lot of other landowners that we work with out there too.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And so you all are kind of in charge of the rookery. How does that work? Or you help?
Well, yes, we manage it, I'd say, in cooperation with the wildlife and fisheries.
Okay. So helping the little birds.
And the big birds.
Yeah, and the big birds too. So a lot of people come and visit that preserve.
Yes.
Yearly. And you've been really astonished because you've recently had a volunteer who has been
tracking
where people are coming from. Tell us about that.
Well, we have lots of wonderful volunteers, but one in particular helps us manage the visitors and the docents working at the visitor center. And we have a sign-in book, and people from 46 different countries have come to see us, to stop by, to say hello in the last 2.5 years.
So they're finding out about nature preserves and specifically wanting to see parts of Louisiana that are unspoiled, that are preserved, where they can experience flora and fauna of Louisiana.
I think alligators.
Alligators. That is a draw. Well, how can they experience that when they go to the preserve? What are there nature trails around there? How do they actually get to experience the land and the water there?
Well, this is one of the reasons it's so popular is because it's so easily accessible. Mm-hmm. There is a road called Rookery Road that you can, when the birds are there in their nest, you can actually just drive your car and kind of see them. And but we have a little boardwalk that's about 1/4 mile long. That's really fun. And we have Visitor Center Pavilion, trying to get more classes out there to visit. There's also a walking trail on the west side of the lake that you could walk. It's closed for alligator nesting season in the summer, but it's open now, and it's a lovely place to go for a walk.
So the alligators nest in the summertime?
Well, we close it from June until through September most of the time. We had a lot of nests this year, so yeah.
Well, that's good for alligator tourism, I guess.
Right. Yes.
So you mentioned the Cypress Island Preserve, again, which is a part of the Nature Conservancy.
That's right.
Has a number of acres of forest around there and helps with the rookery. Mm-hmm. But, of course, there's a lot of other people very invested in Lake Martin as well.
Yeah.
And my other guest, Connie Castile, is from Brobridge and is very invested in the natural world around her town and, of course, in South Louisiana. So tell us about Lake Martin. You're very involved in a group that is trying to make it more accessible to everyone. And I know you'll have a Facebook page where people can find more information about what's going on.
Yeah, we formed a Facebook group. So if you want to go to Facebook and look up Friends of Lake Martin group and you join it, it's a great place to share stories about the lake, photography maybe that you take. There's also a complaint form on that site, simply because it's intended to be a place where we can kind of be like a watchdog group or to help be stewards of the lake. So if you see something wonderful and beautiful and you have a great experience, post about it. Mm-hmm. If you see something that may not be right, like feeding of alligators or people in the rookery maybe when they shouldn't be, just anything that just would not be kind to nature, then the form is there. You can download it, fill it out, send it off to the address, post it on it, and at least, you know, your voice will get heard that way.
Mm-hmm. How big is the lake?
The lake is 5 acres in circumference. Is that right?
Oh, it's 5 miles around. The lake's 700.
I mean, 5 miles around.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's 780 acres.
So it's quite large.
It is.
Very, very large.
Yeah. It's large, but it's not large. Mm. It's really not large. You can kayak across it pretty easily.
And is Lake Martin fed? What is it fed by? Or is it just a still lake?
It's fed from the Bayou Teche.
I think a lot of people don't know that.
Well, yes, because we're questioning it because there's a levee around it, you see. So it's sort of, you know, a man-made system at this point. But it's in the Vermilion Teche watershed. And at this point, the Ruth Canal that runs between the two will feed the, in rainwater, of course.
Well, as in Louisiana, all waterways are complex, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're sort of all part of a floodplain. So a lot of acreage, and people care about this acreage, and lots of things go on. Obviously, people taking nature walks around it. But there's a lot of activity in the lake. Mm-hmm. What kinds of things do people do in the lake?
Well, what we hope people do in the lake, the whole lake was kind of intended to be a place for typically men to bring their sons to fish and maybe do some duck hunting.
When you say men, was it a man-made?
Yes.
It was a man-made lake. Okay.
It actually, same time the Nature Conservancy started, around 1950.
Okay. Well, the center of the lake was always there, but then they built the levee road and flooded it in, and so it became a swamp and a little lake, and that was intended for to encourage fishing and hunting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, since that was the intent, that should probably remain the use of it. Mm-hmm. And so you can go out there and canoe and kayak and boat around a little bit.
So there are public boat launches.
There's one public boat launch, and lately there's been a lot of airboat activity, I guess you could say. And so when you mentioned that the lake is big, it's not that big for for an airboat.
Certain decibels.
It's tiny, as we would say. Now, in the basin, go and do your airboat stuff there. But, you know, so it can be disruptive to nature and humans included in that. But so that's one of the challenges I find right now.
Is there any research done, Casey, on the effects of certain things on a rookery like that fishery and wildlife would be interested in?
I think, surprisingly enough, there's really hasn't been. I mean, there's certain protocols that one would follow as far as distance to stay away, a height that planes aren't allowed to fly over, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But no, as far as I know, specialist, but I haven't heard of anything. Mm-hmm. So, but we're out there. We actually count. We started a couple of years ago counting the flyovers of the birds in the springtime to try to get some kind of data on the rookery. And we're tracking more, and we have a bigger presence out there. And
that's very important to have the counting, because I know over the years you hear kind of people say, oh, well, there weren't many birds this year, or there seemed to be a lot of birds, but it didn't seem to be documented. It was just kind of impressionistic.
And exactly.
So you all are now trying to have a count of the birds each year.
We are. We are trying. And as Connie was alluding to, and you were talking about, just the part of the community that this rookery sort of represents. It's its own entity. Mm-hmm. Like, all these people from around the world coming to visit it, and this thing that we have in our backyard that's so amazing that people,
coming from, again, all over the world to see that we can go anytime and see those birds. So, Connie, what is that website, the Facebook page again, where people
can go? It's called Friends of Lake Martin, and you'll see just a regular Facebook page, but it's really the group that is more active there's more conversation going on that.
So there are two. There's a Facebook page, and then there's a group.
Okay. And I would suggest joining the group.
Okay. And again, it's a place where you can also post photographs if you've taken some and share those.
Or if you want to go paddling on a full moon, you might throw that out there and see, invite other people.
Who'd like to create a group for that?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's Friends of Lake Martin. Connie Castile's involved in that. And I know that Casey has come to also talk about needing volunteers to help count the birds. Do you know a lot of people who have participated in that or helped out?
Well, I know when there's a trash bash, or there used to be pretty much annually, Jacques and Teresa Privat, who have been good stewards of the lake for years and years, and that's always been a great turnout of people, volunteers coming in, and they, I think, weigh the trash that they would pull out.
I heard stories of dump trucks full of trash when they first started. That really wouldn't be the same if they hadn't been doing that work.
All right. So volunteerism is alive and active at Lake Martin. So what kinds of volunteers do you need? Do they need to be schooled in counting birds?
It's really not for counting birds. Oh, okay. It's more for appreciating them and sharing information with visitors. Our big push right now is it's sort of our springtime, January. We get excited because the birds start returning in January. And I will have a training in that month for new docents to work in the visitor center. So that's what I'm looking for right now. Anyone that might be interested in working one day a month or a few times a year or once a week, or, you know, there's not really any limit on that. But and really, you just have to have an appreciation for the area and like to share the information, you know.
So you don't need to be an expert in birds to do this.
No.
So what, describe a day for a volunteer like that. What would they? What might they have to do?
Oh, well, if it were a weekend day, you would come in at 10 and open up the visitor center and the boardwalk gates and to make sure, you know, the bathrooms are open. And then you would enjoy visitors until 4 o'clock by yourself or perhaps with someone else. It's up to you. And then you close the place up, and it's all very peaceful is what I hear.
That sounds lovely.
During that, right, it can get quite busy during March and April, but other times of the year it's all very just sort of peaceful out in the woods.
You know? And you mentioned training. What would you train them in?
Oh, well, of course, a background of the Nature Conservancy, a background of the rookery, and, you know, kind of just what you might encounter while you're out there.
I want to tell people who are tuning in, my guests are Casey King, who is the program manager at the Cypress Island Preserve, here talking about the preserve and their need for volunteers right now, and also Connie Castile, who loves Lake Martin and has helped to start a Facebook group for people to share their experiences of all kinds with Lake Martin. So a couple different ways to find out more about what's going on in that important natural resource for us all. If people are interested in volunteering or signing up for that training day, how do they do that, Casey?
Well, they can either email me. My email address is kking, K-K-I-N-G, at tnc.org. Or you're welcome to call 337-342-2475. And if you can't remember any of that, you can always just look up at nature.org or
I would
the
say
nature
don't even bother coming to apply if they can't remember.
Knock on the door. You can find us on the internet really easily, too. Mm-hmm. Or just come knock on the door, like Connie said.
So nature.org is the website for the Nature Conservancy, but you can find Cypress Island Preserve there. Is that how you, there's like a Louisiana segment to that?
Yeah. In fact, the picture that comes up for Louisiana is one of the our preserve, roseate spoonbills.
All right. So what are some of your favorite creatures out there?
What are my favorites? I have an affection for snapping turtles. I've seen some really amazing ones out of the water. I've been lucky enough to do that. And, of course, the roseate spoonbills. I mean, who doesn't love them?
Yeah, we noticed you mentioned those.
Yeah.
Well, now, is it easy to see snapping turtles out there? Or
it's not. No, I just stumbled upon them.
But you're there a lot.
See, I like them all.
Well, Connie, since you, what do you love so much about Lake Martin? You've started this Facebook group. And what do you enjoy most doing there?
What I enjoy most doing there is paddling and watching the full moon come up and the sunset. And I saw for the first time a bald eagle yesterday or day before.
Is that rare around there? Or there are, do people see them more and more now? Or?
It used to be rare, but this, I think, I can't remember if it's the fourth or fifth year they've been nesting somewhere around the lake.
So you got to see. Did you get to
take a
picture?
So I got my gun out.
You mean your camera.
A different shoot.
That's right.
So what was your question for?
Well, what creatures you enjoy? I mean, obviously the bald eagles, what you enjoy seeing. There.
Well, I like, it's not a creature, but, and maybe I shouldn't say this on the air, but there are some mushrooms out there that are edible that I like to go in. Forage.
I've heard you have to be really careful about mushrooms. Which I guess brings up a question. You know, when people go out to do some people ask specific, like to be shown specific things, like turtles, or they want to go on a mushroom tour, or do they ask?
Mostly about alligators, honestly.
Back to
It's all about the alligators.
Well, so tell us, what's the biggest alligator you've seen?
When I first started, there was that one that hung out on the levee, and he had to be 14 feet long. But since then, maybe 11 or 12 feet is the longest I've seen.
And Connie, in your paddles around mm-hmm. Lake Martin, have you ever come close to an alligator?
But I'm not very good at identifying them. I used to always think they were just, you know, tires somebody had thrown into the lake. and they don't move, you know, until you get close to them. So I'm getting better at that. And I think they're pretty amazing animals. I mean, paddling is safe. I mean, I've never mm-hmm. felt, you know, not safe mm-hmm. being in the water, being sea level, if you will, with them.
I would think that's a question some people have about paddling there.
Yeah, I would think so, but
I've been told not to bring your dog.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'll remember that. Again, my guests, Connie Castile and Casey King, here talking about Lake Martin and Cypress Island Preserve. You can find out more about them on their website, which you can get to through nature.org, mm-hmm. or go find them directly. And think about volunteering with Cypress Island Preserve and helping others enjoy that area as well, and learn more about it yourself in the process. How long have you been working out there, Casey?
Oh, gosh, I've been here about six years, mm-hmm. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And obviously you like, you know, the roseate spoonbills and the snapping turtles, but how has your appreciation for this landscape evolved or changed over time?
Well, it's not exactly the answer to your question, but what I was thinking of when you started to ask the question was that my biggest appreciation that has evolved over time has been what a big part of the community we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always, ever since I was a child, appreciated nature and all the different aspects and all the different habitat types. But I've never worked, and I've been in this field for over 20 years, and I've never really worked in a place that had such a strong community feel, or just a feel for, you know, the land mm-hmm. than I have here. So that's really what I appreciate mm-hmm. the most.
Obviously, yeah. So. And obviously it shows in the number of people who volunteer mm-hmm. to clean the lake yeah. and mm-hmm. help you all out. And so if you're interested either in Cypress Island Preserve or Lake Martin, Connie's Facebook page, which is
Friends of Lake Martin Group.
You can mm-hmm. Find out more there as well. Well, thank you both for coming by to tell us more about it, and you search out both of these places and find out more about them. Catherine King, Casey King, Program Manager for Cypress Island Preserve, and Connie Castile, appreciator of Lake Martin and filmmaker as well. Yeah. And I'm sure some people wonder when you're going to make a film
about
the
Lake.
Lake
Martin.
Yeah. We'll look forward to that. Thank you both.
Thank you.